Whoever had broken into my grandmother's cottage left a trail of broken objects and empty drawers leading to the back door. We paused in the tiny kitchen. A cardboard box sat on the table. It seemed strangely out of place, not just because it was the one thing left unopened in the house, but it was the only object not covered in a layer of dust, as though someone had left it there recently. Adrius opened it, his expression guarded. "It's addressed to you," he said, handing me a slip of paper. I flipped it over. For Lorelei. That was it. No indication of who it was from or why they'd left it for me. Even the handwriting was unfamiliar. Peering over the flap of the box, I checked out the contents. My books, movies, odds and ends I'd left here years ago. My first instinct was to call the police. But then, what would I tell them, exactly? Nothing even resembling the truth would work, and Mom would hate for something like this to get out. This is beyond strange. Who could have left this here? "Maybe your mother packed it for you," he said, looking around at the opened cupboards and drawers. It was as unlikely an explanation as any other. Mom hated this house, and coming here only caused her pain. I couldn't imagine she'd go to the lengths to assemble a box of things for me after all these years, and it looked too new to have been left here for long. But then again, who else could have done it? Someone was here looking for something and caused this mess. "And that someone may not have been human," he said, picking up the weighted box with little effort. "I'll put it in the car. We can look more thoroughly later." After closing the flaps of the mystery box, he took it to the car. A breeze wafted in through the window, carrying the faint scent of roses. They hadn't bloomed here in some time. I wandered out to the backyard gardens. Gran's gardens used to be spectacular, blooming with an endless sea of color and scents and textures. Weeds had grown wild and choked out most of the life, leaving behind nothing but tall stalks of dead plants and decaying vines. A tug of guilt pulled at me. I should have kept the gardens up, done something to keep it alive. I fingered the dried stalk of a rosebush. A thorn bit my finger. I pulled back and popped it into my mouth. The screen door opened and swung shut with a bang as Adrius came to join me outside.